White, J.E. White, Emma. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. April 30th, 1900. Dear children, I am worn out with various things, but I will not complain. The Lord is good and full of mercy and compassion and loving kindness. There have been matters that I have been writing which have troubled my mind, but I have no need to lay my burdens on anyone but Him who has been our burden bearer, our refuge. He is as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. I have worked hard, very hard, for weeks now. I am determined to just stop and consider. Perplexities will come, and we cannot avoid them. We must be armed and equipped for the workings of Satan by keeping the mind stayed upon God. The truth will triumph, and if we are in the truth solidly, and the truth is in us, we shall come off more than conquerors through Him that hath loved us. We will sing of His glory and talk of His power. We need to trust in God with heart and mind and soul. We must have the whole being consecrated to God. Christ has given His life for the life of the world, and He will be found faithful and true to all He has engaged to do. He gave His flesh for the life of the world, and that saying of Christ in John 6 means a great deal. Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth My flesh and drinketh My blood hath eternal life, not the human life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He that eateth My flesh and drinketh My blood dwelleth in Me, and I in him, just as the branch is connected with the parent stock. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit, and they are life. Verses 53, 54, 56, 63. Shall Christ say of His disciples today, as on that occasion, "There are some of you that believe not"? Verse 64. Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who believed and who should betray Him. What patience He showed to the erring, knowing just how they would each one treat Him. We want the Spirit of Christ. We want to be conformed to His image and represent His character. We need to be united with Christ day by day, else the enemy will steal a march upon us before we are aware of his approach. Satan is assimilating his character to pretend to be the character of Christ. He brought his administration under reforms, and if it were possible, he would deceive the very elect. The Lord Jesus calls for us to behold Him and not Satan, to look and live. We are not to keep the imperfection of others before us and talk of their errors and imperfections. We have to deal with these things, but according to the word of life. I would that God's people were daily and hourly maintaining their consecration to God. We find there are the same things to be acted over. There must be conformity to the will of God, else Satan steals a march upon us. Let the weary souls cry aloud for the Comforter. We must have perfect obedience to the cause of God and work in God's lines. We see, Edson, so much to be done here. We fear we may not be released to go to America. If Elder Haskell were here, then we would feel differently. Those who have not had the first experience in the work the Lord has given me to do have not that bracing power that is essential to hold the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end. We must know the potency of prayer. We must not wait to be impelled by feeling, but just press the battle to the gate. We have had a very serious experience of late that has cost me much labor, but the victory was at length gained. There is need of solid work being done in every line while Christian benevolence shall reach forth its helping hand and clasp hands around the inhabitable world. We have work, solemn work, to do for the judgment, and we desire that this work shall stand every day, bearing as nearly as we can make it the features that we shall wish it shall bear when all our works shall stand the grand review. Only think, all these great monuments to proclaim the glory of human beings, commemorating the illustrious greatness of men, shall fall. The noble place for which so large a number have sacrificed their souls shall melt with fervent heat. Oh, if only men, in the place of raising monuments to commemorate the bravery of men, would establish schools with their money, would send the message of warning to the world. The children we enlighten, the souls we gather to the cross of Christ, are the living stones which will stand amid the fires of the last day and shine like stars in the firmament forever and forever. I am in good health, and I praise the Lord for His goodness and mercy and love to the children of men. There is need now of most earnestly seeking the Lord. I understand perfectly that which you say of the danger of Brother Rogers. There must be a point of safety and the most particular care, for the sake of the colored people's security and safety, not to create a mob spirit by word or action. Better make haste moderately, but lay plans to educate colored teachers. This is in great need of being done. You have only to read the life of Christ. In order to save an outbreak, he would leave the location where he was having the greatest interest and go into other, more obscure countries. He went privately, but he had given his lessons of instruction and warning. When he saw that there would be a decided outbreak among his enemies and those who were his friends, he removed himself to save a mob spirit, which would work disastrously to his continuation of his work before the appointed time to leave it. I have many things to say, but cannot say them now. I pray for you and Emma around the family altar most earnestly, that you will be led and taught of God. We need to pray without ceasing, not to be in vocal prayer all the time, but you will never see the time when you feel you can cease praying. The praying, asking in faith, believing, will always bring returns. Be of good courage. Press on in faith and hope, having on the whole armor of righteousness, and having done all to stand, etc. God help you, my much beloved children. I am sorry I have not more time to write, but you will know it is because my power is now worn out. Mother.